our crop year.
Warming weather in the plains means more pests in the fields. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has more.
Just because you don't see any insects in your fields doesn't mean that they aren't there. Syngenta Agronomic Service Representative Jason Snell says that below ground bug pressure is in full flight as we approach summer throughout the Midwest.
With soybeans, it's a little early in the season to see a lot of insect pressure. Some below ground, but that hasn't been that bad this year so far. Corn, a little bit different story. A lot of that insect pressure is below ground. Corn rootworm and some wireworms and white grubs could be pretty devastating to the crop. And we have seen some increased cutworm pressure as well on corn this year. So wireworms and cutworms have been more of an issue. And they're pretty hard to control this time of year. It's really an in-furrow treatment is your best option. And most of the corn acres that have been planted so far have or have not received the in-furrow treatment. So there, anybody who hasn't managed it yet is going to have to kind of deal with what they can at this point.
Traits and other varieties of crop are a good way to prevent below ground pressures.
Another way to control those would be traits on corn. The stack traits below ground can help a lot with those kind of insect pressures, especially Viptera and our Syngenta's trait platform on corn. It can be very effective on the Lepidopteran species of below ground pests.
New products are available that can help provide multiple modes of action and tackle resistance issues.
The start of the season and everybody's running to really keep in mind and keep in the forefront is your resistance management across weed species, for herbicides, across fungicides, multiple modes of action for fungicides as well as insecticides. Specifically for soybeans, we have a product called Indigo ZCX, a new updated formulation of our Indigo ZC from the past. And those two products together provide very nice performance and long-lasting control over several species of feeding insects, specifically on aphids. They're very effective, as well as Japanese beetles and some stink bugs and those kind of things.
For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
This past month,